You are listening to Haunted Meat.
Haunted Meat.
A health, fitness, lifestyle show for strange and unusual people.
Yes, we are strange and very unusual.
I am your host, Melanie Black.
And I am also your host, Melanie Black, here haunting your ear meat.
In today's episode...
Are stupid questions ruining your life?
Yes. Yes, they are. Find out how to not ask yourself stupid questions anymore.
Don't do that. No more stupid questions. Ask yourself better questions. For a better life. And death. No, just a better life.
It is often said that there is no such thing as a stupid question.
False. Inaccurate. There are tons of stupid questions. All the time.
There are, in fact, stupid questions.
Lots. Luckily for other people, you're mostly asking yourself these stupid questions, but not so good for you, however.
The problem with asking a stupid question is...
You get a stupid answer. Yeah, stupid questions are ruining your life, and you don't even realize it. Stupid questions running around in your head like jerks all the time, messing stuff up.
Here are two stupid questions you need to stop asking yourself.
What's wrong with me? And why can't I get my shit together?
The problem with these questions is that your brain will answer them.
Ask a question and your brain immediately gets to work on what the answer is. Trying to figure it out.
If your brain is highly creative, it will dream up all manner of examples of what is wrong with you, as well as some diagnoses of mental and physical ailments that are...
You're no doubt suffering from crazy stuff. Yes, all the things on WebMD.
Correct.
Yeah. So you're thinking of things that aren't even real once you start answering those questions.
What's wrong with me?
I'm tired all the time. I can't follow through on anything. I worry too much. I've been getting out of breath so quickly lately. I don't like talking to people. I might have social anxiety. I'm probably depressed. I have all the symptoms of adrenal fatigue.
Why can't I get my shit together?
Because you don't have the resources to do better. You lack education. There's not enough hours in a day. You don't have any support. Your friends want to see you fail. Your family secretly despises you. Your boss is an asshole. Everything is wrong with your life. That's why you're not succeeding. That's why you can't get your shit together.
How do you stop a stupid question before it makes matters worse?
Yeah, you don't want to make things worse, so ask yourself...
Ask a better question.
Ask a better question. That's
better.
Right. Better question.
Better question.
Better questions. Not feeling good? Ask what instead of why.
Not what.
Not what.
Why.
Not what or why. Ask who or how.
Ask how or who.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. Don't ask what or why. Ask how or who.
How can I start feeling better than I do right now?
Ooh, that's a better question. How can I start feeling better than I do right now?
Who can I ask for help?
Who can I ask for help? Oh, I see. Who can I ask for help?
Ask a better question.
Get a better answer. Instead of building on your problem and jumping to conclusions, you are getting answers.
Instead of building on your problem and jumping to wild conclusions that are likely way more dire than the actual situation, you will come up with reasonable, practical solutions.
Aha. How or who? How can I start feeling better right away? I could take a nap.
How can I start feeling better right away?
I could take a nap, I could eat some food, have a bath, watch a funny video, get a workout in.
Can I ask for help?
Who can I ask for help? My doctor, my therapist, my best friend, my spouse, my mom, my dog, my coworker, my neighbor. Yeah, I could ask.
Ask how.
How.
Or who. Not why or what.
How or who, not why or what. You know, I don't know what happened along the way that I forgot how to ask good questions to myself. You know? I started asking all these terrible questions.
Ask how or who, not why or what.
Right. Yeah, I can totally see that.
As we get older, we somehow forget how to ask the right questions, or we just don't ask enough questions.
True. I don't hardly ask any questions in my day.
Toddlers ask over 100 questions per day.
Most of them are stupid, but at least they're getting the practice in. By the time we're teenagers,
we learn what to ask to get what we want.
That's true. You know, back in the 90s, before my friends and I were adults, we knew how to ask the right kinds of questions. We didn't ask, you know, oh, what should we do tonight? We asked, like, who can buy us beer tonight, right? We didn't ask, why can't I get a tattoo?
When you ask the right questions, nothing can stop you.
Nothing can stop you. We didn't ask, why can't I get a tattoo? We asked, how can I give myself a tattoo? And we got the answers that we wanted, and nothing could stop us. It was awesome. So yeah, ask the right questions. Ask better questions, and nothing can stop you.
Ask us a question.
You know you want to. Ask us anything. Stupid questions.
Leave us a message.
Good questions. Better questions. Leave us a message of any kind.
We will feature it on a future episode of Haunted Meat.
Episodes of Haunted Meat in the future. Leave us a message.
Hello, Haunted Meat. I am leaving you a message because I like your name, Haunted Meat, and I feel like my meat is also haunted by my soul, by my ghost, and I wanna know why is our meat haunted so much? It's scary and spooky.